Hello, welcome to 6 Minute Grammar with me, Rob.
And me, Emma. Hello.
In today's programme, we're talking about the past simple and the past continuous tenses.
Yes, we'll look at when we use each tense.
We'll show you how to form the positive, negative and question forms of each one.
And as usual, we'll finish with a quiz.
And first, here's a quick reminder of the past simple. Hello, Finn.
Hello, Rob.
Could you give us an example, please?
Yes. Last night, I saw the film Titanic.
Oh, Titanic. What a movie. Finn saw it last night. So we use the past simple for completed actions in the past.
And we had the past simple of the verb see, which is the irregular form saw.
And as we know, you just have to learn the irregular verbs.
But the good news is that lots of verbs are regular. And to make them into the past simple, you just add E and D to the infinitive like this.
Hundreds of passengers jumped into the sea.
Jump, jumped. Simple. To make past simple negatives, we add didn't to the infinitive like this.
Sandra Bullock didn't win an Oscar for Gravity.
Now, let's look at past simple questions. Emma, did you see the news last night?
Yes, I did.
So, for the question, it's did plus the subject plus the infinitive.
And the short answers are yes plus subject plus did. Yes, I did.
Or no plus subject plus didn't. No, I didn't.
So that's the past simple for completed actions in the past.
Now, to talk about past activities, we can use the past continuous. Here's an example.
I was watching a movie on TV. It was raining. We were feeling very bored.
Now we can use the past continuous to talk about an activity that was already happening when something else happened. Like this.
Dad was cooking dinner when the police arrived. The children were watching TV when the officers came into the living room.
Oh, the police. Very dramatic. Yes, think about one activity interrupting the other. The activity that was already happening is in the past continuous. Dad was cooking dinner.
And the activity that interrupted it is in the past simple. The police arrived.
So you can put the past simple and continuous together to talk about activities and actions that happened one on top of another.
Remember those examples, everyone. I'm going to test you later.
Oh, OK. To make the past continuous, it's was or were plus an ing verb.
Dad was cooking dinner. The children were watching TV.
Now, to make the negative past continuous, you just put wasn't or weren't in front of the ing verb, like this.
The baby wasn't sleeping. The children weren't playing games.
Wasn't sleeping and weren't playing. Wasn't and weren't are short forms of was not and were not.
Now, for past continuous questions, it's was or were with the subject plus an ing verb. And I'm going to demonstrate this by testing you on the examples we had before. Rob, was Mum cooking dinner?
No, she wasn't. Dad was cooking dinner.
That's correct. Well done. Were the children playing games?
No, they weren't.
Correct. Well done again.
For past continuous short answers, it's yes plus subject plus was, or no plus subject plus wasn't.
Listening to bbclearningenglish.com.
Right, time for a quiz. I'm going to say a sentence and you have to choose the right verb form to go in the gap. Ready? Okay. Number one. When the phone rang, we a film. Is it A, watched, or B, were watching? When the phone rang, we a film.
It's B. When the phone rang, we were watching a film.
Good. Number two. Kate Blanchett an Oscar for Best Actress? Is it A, was winning, or B, won? Kate Blanchett an Oscar for Best Actress.
It's B. Kate Blanchett won an Oscar for Best Actress.
And here's the final question. Ready? When the police... Dad was cooking dinner. Is it A, arrived? B, were arriving? When the police... Dad was cooking dinner.
When the police arrived, Dad was cooking dinner. Oh, good old Dad. Still cooking that dinner? What a hero.
So, well done if you got those right. And don't forget, there's lots more about tenses on our website at bbclearningenglish.com. Join us again for more 6 Minute Grammar.
Bye.
Bye.
6 Minute Grammar from bbclearningenglish.com.